Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
Chante ça.
Mon compère, oui. Aoulo, oulo, oulo, mon compère, oui.
Ouais, de me chanter, chanter ça.
Mon compère, oui. Aoulo, oulo, oulo, mon compère, oui.
C'est chitam, chitam, n'am gade. Nous, c'est tout pour la vie de menacer, vrai. Fonne de me chanter, chanter ça.
Mon compère, oui. Aoulo, oulo, oulo, mon compère, oui.
Fonde de me chanter, chanter ça.
Mon compère, oui. Aoulo, oulo, oulo, mon compère, oui.
Mouncho, oulo. Fonne de me chanter, chanter ça.
Mon compère, oui. Aoulo, oulo, oulo, mon compère, oui.
Fonne de me chanter. Toi problème nan pays, oui. Fais nous pas qu'à jouer. Le côté pour nous, tout qu'à vivre en paix, vrai. M'oblige à chanter, chanter ça.
Mon compère, oui. Aoulo, oulo, oulo, mon compère,
obligé chanter, chanter ça.
Mon compère, ah, oui. Aoulo, oulo, oulo, hey. Mon compère,
oh,
oui.
Mouncho, oulo.
Frère, hey. Oui.
Mouncho, oulo.
Frère,
ah.
Oui.
Mouncho, oulo.
Frère,
hey.
Oui.
Mouncho, oulo.
Frère, oui.
Obligé chanter, chanter ça.
Mon compère, ah, oui. Aoulo, oulo, oulo.
M'obligé chanter, chanter ça.
Mon compère, oui. Aoulo, oulo, oulo, mon compère, oui.
M'obligé chanter, chanter ça.
Mon compère, oui. Aoulo, oulo, oulo, mon compère, oui.
Mouncho, oulo. Mes amis, comment nous y est? Comment nous y est? En bas tête chargée, ça y est. Comment nous y
est? Comment nous y est? Comment nous y est?
Eh oui, oui. Comment nous y est? Comment nous y est? En bas vent corde, ça y est. Comment nous y est?
Comment nous y est? Comment nous y est? Comment nous y est?
Eh, mon chou. Comment nous y est? En bas tête chargée, ça y est. Comment nous y est?
Comment nous y est? Comment nous y est? Comment nous y est?
Eh oui, oui. Comment nous y est là? Comment nous y est? En bas ma suite fait ça y est. Comment nous y est?
Comment nous y est? Comment nous y est? Comment nous y est?
Mouncho oulo.
C'est la fin d'une longue série, les magiques Gouillades. On est arrivé au cinquième et je tenais à vous remercier pour toute la force que vous m'avez donnée. Et franchement, restez.
I don't know if you've ever been on one of those long trips.
Ça doit finir en beauté.
Like really long trips where you've got multiple drivers. take shifts because it's so long. I feel like America just handed the keys over to the next driver, and you hope they don't fall asleep at the wheel, or they don't secretly despise you and run into a ditch. So all I can say is just buckle up, stay alert. We're going to talk about freedom today. We're going to talk about liberty. We're going to talk about history of Haiti. I think it's the greatest story never told. Yeah, so buckle up. It's Caribbean Soul, WYXR, your host, Antonio Quinn. We do this every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. Today is Haitian history. Let's get into it.
Chalet. nèg noir qui fait l'indépendance, qui inventé la liberté. Nous pas doué marcher tête baissée, même le pays nous en danger, pas parler le mal.
Oh 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 oh,
petit pays non.
Oh 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 oh
oh non. Iwo ibo, pitio itio, nous inventer la liberté. Nous défier moun qui sans fierté, pas ambition cap exploité. La société sans demander, ouvres oreilles nous pour entendre. Sorti sous dos pays m'tendre, pas parler le mal.
Oh 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 oh,
Haïti m'nan.
Oh 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 oh,
pas parler le mal.
Oh 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 oh,
rival.
Oh oh oh,
Haïti m'nan.
Oh 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 oh,
vote mon au capot.
Pas sans sentiment. Yeah yeah yeah. Moi qu'on aime sans honte, sans sentiment. Pas qu'à quitter, we fa try. Démenti bilim tout carrément. Sentiment obligé tout bye bye.
Et m'pas vie la guécha.
M'dable ou triste ni pou chagrin, si a fait pas mouiller. mwen pa ka chou maman Mwen klen moun sa drop pou mwen Bida ver ma bon pou mwen Stress less, say less Fanatique yon la Depose ma pe
Yeah. Tous les jours tu me souhaites le malheur T'as toujours eu peur que je m'en aille ailleurs Je te disais jamais, jamais, jamais Quand t'étais la seule que j'aimais Non arrête c'est pas de ma faute Qui es-tu aujourd'hui cette question me taraude Depuis je t'ai regardé de loin faire ta route Car t'étais la seule que j'aimais Je suis désolé de t'apprendre que j'en ai une autre Désolé de t'apprendre que tu n'es plus celle que j'appelais de De menteur, tu continues à penser que je suis ton âme sœur. Si je t'ai pas négligé, c'est parce que j'ai un cœur et parce que t'étais la seule que j'aimais. En tout cas, je te souhaite tout le bien que je souhaite à ma sœur. T'inquiète, je sais, je n'attends pas que tu me renvoies à l'ascenseur. Je sais pas si tu me crois, mais je t'assure, je suis sincère. Quand je te dis que t'es la seule que j'aimais, je suis désolé de t'apprendre que j'en ai une autre. Désolé de t'apprendre que tu n'es plus celle que j'appelais de. Que j'appelais de, 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 de. Désolé de t'apprendre que j'en aime une autre Désolé de t'apprendre que je ne suis plus celui que t'appelais de, 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 de.
D'une longue série, les magiques Gouillades.
So Haiti,
on est arrivé au cinquième et
why do I say it's the greatest story never told?
Et franchement, respect à vous.
If you're a student of sociology, I was a sociology major, or African American studies, then you've heard of the name W. E. Du Bois. What you may not know is that he part Haitian descent. If you know anything about the national anthem, the Negro national anthem that is, Lift Every Voice and Sing, written by James Weldon Johnson, he was part Haitian descent. If you're a fan of salsa music, you know the queen of salsa music is Celia Cruz. She's Cuban, but she's part Haitian descent. If you are a fan of ornithology, art, if you've been to the Audubon Park in here, Memphis or New Orleans, then you may not know that John James Audubon was of Haitian descent. It was Saint-Domingue at the time, but Haitian descent. You may not know that in the American Revolution, that Haiti sent a troop of free black men to fight for American freedom, 1779. 1803, America purchased the Louisiana Territory, which is not the Louisiana state, but the territory, which today would include Arkansas, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Minnesota, Louisiana, New Mexico, part of Texas, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Colorado, part of Canada, Alberta, Saskatchewan. That's in part because of the Haitian Revolution. Napoleon was depleted of his finances. He had to sell some property, finance his war against the British. It's because of the Haitian Revolution. New Orleans, let's talk about New Orleans. If you are a fan of New Orleans culture, then you would know that after the Revolution, the influx of Haitians doubled the size of New Orleans, which means at one point half of New Orleanians were Haitian. And if you love the food, the culture, the architecture, the music, that's Haitian influence. They don't get credit for it, but that's what happened. If you are a fan, or should I say a student of South American history, then you would know that Simon Bolivar recruited Haitian soldiers to defeat the Spanish to liberate Gran Colombia, which would be Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Panama today, Bolivia, because of the Haitians. Also, when we talk about Haiti, you have to think about they've paid ransom to France for over 100 years after they were free. So if you think about Haiti and you think about poverty and all those things, U.S. invasions, that's a part of that. So yeah, Haiti has had a tremendous influence on American history, South American history, Caribbean history, world history. They don't get enough credit. A shout out to Haiti today. Sak passé.
Fais mal. sak lèm panse ou chanje nou fin bien pi ou fè mal
asmen pa la ankòr
mwen pa janye pale
mwen pale
mwen pa janye pale
ou te met fache m pale
mwen pa janye pale
mwen di m pale
mwen pa janye pale
ou te met boude
you'll likely hear. Mention Haiti, and this is what you'll likely hear.
Poverty, natural disaster, now political violence.
Every report about Haiti has to include the line that it's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
But hold on for a second. Something's missing in this conversation, right?
We need to be all thinking about the relationship of what we're calling poverty in Haiti and the relation to the richness of the rest of the world. And how did the rest of the world get so rich?
Let's start with France. Imagine if you were enslaved, and after fighting for your independence, you were forced to spend the next couple of generations paying compensation to those who colonized you.
Reparations for slaveholders is a new one for me.
That is exactly what happened to Haiti.
This is punishment for their unwillingness to remain under the yoke of slavery.
In 1697, France and Spain ended a war with each other by dividing up the Spanish colony Hispaniola. Through the labor of enslaved indigenous and black people, Saint-Domingue became the world's most profitable colony, exporting sugar, coffee, and indigo.
Enslaved people in Saint-Domingue suffered some of the harshest and cruelest slave punishments in the entire Atlantic world. Life expectancy was extremely low, such that at the moment of the Haitian Revolution breaking out in August of 1791, the vast majority of enslaved people had only been on the island for 2 or 3 years. They were from whatever nation that they had been captive and brought over, and they basically said no.
Self-liberated Africans led the Haitian Revolution and ended slavery in present-day Haiti and the Dominican Republic. After 12 years of fighting the French colonial power, which had tried to reintroduce slavery, the formerly enslaved people of Saint-Domingue officially declared their independence and renamed their country Haiti. Many countries, including the United States, refused to recognize Haitian independence in fear of slave rebellions. And France refused to accept Haiti's independence unless Haiti paid 150 million francs as so-called compensation for lost revenues from slavery. That was around 10 times Haiti's annual budget. But Haiti couldn't decline the indemnity request since the French came ready for war, carrying more than 500 cannons on their ships. Articles from that period show that the French king knew the Haitian government wouldn't be able to repay the debt, which decimated Haiti's economy. Haitians had extremely high taxes, and most of the tax revenue was paid for the indemnity. This left the education system, public infrastructures, and healthcare underdeveloped. Agricultural land was also depleted to grow cash crops that paid for the debt but couldn't feed the country. It took Haiti 122 years to pay off its debt and required taking high interest loans.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy to say that Haiti is poor and Haiti must be poor. And I think the better question whenever a people, an entire people, is characterized as poor with this word is to say, not why are they poor, but why aren't you?
But it's not just the French who have played a role in Haiti's misery.
So the United States has intervened in Haitian affairs quite a lot.
President Moïse's assassination in 2021 left some Haitian officials calling for U.S. intervention. But not everyone agrees.
The only way that that could ever even have a fruitful outcome would be if it was because they were in dialogue with the Haitian people for the first time. Because that is not what usually happens. That's not what happens at all. They dialogue with the people claiming power, and some negotiation is struck between those vying for power and the United States government. There's a lot of people saying, no, we don't want the United States to come and intervene again, because this is, again, a repetition of history.
The history that Professor Dowd is talking about involves the United States' 19-year occupation of Haiti, an occupation that killed thousands of Haitians. Following the assassination of Haiti's president in 1915, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson's administration invaded Haiti to protect U.S. investments. Then, they forced the election of a new Haitian president who would protect American interests in the country. Racist and fear-mongering rhetoric was used to justify the move. The occupation ensured that the U.S. prioritized its own interests in Haiti over what was best for Haitians. The U.S. occupation ended in 1934, after local dissent and rebellion grew too costly for the U.S. to control. But even after the occupation, the United States continued to play a role in the internal affairs of Haiti. In 1957, the U.S. government threw its support behind a Haitian dictator, François Duvalier. Duvalier and his successor, aka his son Jean-Claude, ate up aid from the United States in exchange for their strong anti-communist stand at the height of the Cold War. Haitian uprisings ended Duvalier Jr.'s rule and led to Haiti choosing its democratically elected leader, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, in 1990. But within a year, Aristide's government was toppled by a coup. Not only was one of the leaders of the coup on the CIA's payroll, but the U.S. had set up and funded the Haitian military and National Intelligence Service, which both played key roles in the coup. Ousted Aristide returned to his second presidency in 2001, and again was forced out of office by a coup that he claimed the U.S. had orchestrated. And after that, President Obama's cabinet pressured a Haitian presidential candidate to withdraw in 2010.
We see reports coming out of various civil society organizations saying that Haitians have lost faith in the electoral process because it doesn't reflect their actual concerns.
And that brought us to the 2016 Haitian presidential election, where late President Moïse was elected with an extremely low voter turnout, but U.S. backing. In February 2021, Moïse refused to step down at the end of his term. The U.S. once again backed him while thousands of Haitian protesters took to the streets.
Many Haitians are saying, we want to try actual Haitian democracy, where the Haitian people, not just the elite and the bourgeoisie and the business interests, get to have a say and determine the direction and future of the country.
It's clear that Haiti's poverty and political instability has long been influenced and shaped by foreign players. So, knowing this, where does Haiti go from here?
We have never been able to see what could happen in this particular black country without meddling and interference. We should try something new in the United States, and that is back off and back away and let the Haitian people determine their own future.
Coupé, 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 c'est reconnu. penser. C'est quoi choisir de masquer? Couper, 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 serrer, coller. Nous balancer, coller. C'est quoi choisir de causer? Couper, couper, nous balancer, coller. Nous même gagnons l'argent posé. C'est quoi choisir de masquer? Couper.
Depuis c'est coupé, nous pas les fatigués. Pas la mer chauffée, c'est quoi choisir de causer?
I'm in love with no love.
tout pas joué titato. En voulait pourtant pour me descendre en bas l'ouel. Moyon là, moyon là-haut. Moyon là, moyon là-haut. Moyon là, moyon là-haut. Oui, m'dabobo, m'dabobo.
Moyon là, moyon là-haut. Moyon là, moyon là-haut. Moyon là, moyon là-haut. Oui, m'dabobo, m'dabobo.
Bonsoir, mami.
discipline pour précis. Quand 8 heures du matin, yo propose d'aller à l'école, d'aller dans Azou Papa. Mesdames, dans Queens, pour précis. Quand 8 heures du matin, yo dit chérie, mal travail, dit pam, pam, pam. Yo di chéri mal travail, y'a les nan kigli gigi. Mesdames swing pas les bons principes. Quand 8 heures du matin, yo propose y'a pin boucle lundi. Kiki 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 kiki. Yo propose y'aller la ville, y'all atterri boutilien. Mesdames, dans Queens, vos principes. Quand 8 heures du matin, yo dit chérie mal bouclin. Dit yo tout yo danse comme ma bouya.
Quand j'en danse comme ma bouya.
Quand dit femme n'en danse comme ma bouya.
Quand j'en danse comme ma bouya.
Chaque de femme n'en danse comme ma bouya.
Scary, I know that it's temporary, so
Yeah, we just keep going on and on and on. We are WYXR Memphis, FM 91.7, or available on the web at WYXR.org. And good morning. Hope you're having a good one so far. Nice, cool, wet day out there, but nice and warm inside here at the Crosstown Concourse, where we're getting ready for crafts and drafts. The annual vendor fair. It's going to be mostly inside today, I would guess, but come on down and stroll around, enjoy the great offerings here at Crosstown Concourse. I'm Bob, here every Saturday morning from 10 until noon with Feels Good to Me, mostly instrumental music.